If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
And is it going to be a good year for Chicagoans who now get 10 days of paid time off? The city council voted 36-12 to ensure that, but business groups are much opposed. It sounds like Heather Sharon, the political reporter at WTTW and a longtime mincing rascal who can't join us like she used to, and we miss you, Heather, is on the phone. How are you?
I'm good. I miss you guys, too. If only things would calm down at City Hall, right?
Oh, I think if only we had two Heather Sharons, that would solve it.
That would. I will get on the cloning tip right away.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so let's start with why did this even come up? How was this something that Brandon Johnson campaigned on? Has this been under the work? And what is this?
Well, it's really sort of prompted by two things. One, that this is a central part of what Brandon Johnson campaigned on earlier this year for mayor. He promised to put the needs of working Chicagoans at the center of everything he did as mayor. And he says that this proposal, or I guess almost law now, it goes into effect at the end of the year, will really help people balance their work lives and their family lives and in turn be more productive and lead just an overall better quality of life. Yeah. But there was also a new state law going into effect on January 1st that will allow all workers in Illinois to take 5 days off for whatever reason that they need. Now, since 2016 in Chicago, workers have been entitled to 5 days of sick leave. So the state law exempted Chicago because it had its own laws on the book. So the city was really under pressure by progressive groups and union organizations to change its law to keep up with the state law. So had the city council not passed this proposal, Chicago workers would actually have more restrictive rules for time off than anywhere else in the state. And that was just not something that the very progressive mayor of Chicago nor his progressive allies on the city council were willing to accept. And that's sort of what pushed this proposal forward.
So are these, I mean, I think a lot of us have our head around the idea that you get 2 weeks of vacation if you have a full-time job with Company X. For whom will this be a game changer? Who needs 10 days of paid time off that isn't getting 10 days of paid time off? And is it the same thing as vacation, Heather?
It's not. So the proposal originally would have given all Chicago workers 15 days of paid time off for whatever reason. That was scaled back as part of negotiations that was designed to win the support of a coalition of business groups who really objected to that. So instead, the mayor and his allies said, okay, well, how about 12? That still wasn't enough. And then they offered 10. But ultimately, there was no deal between the mayor, his allies, and these business organizations, which have been really led by the Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce. So the issue really is that this is going to apply to all businesses unless they offer more. So most people who work in white-collar jobs already have this sort of benefit. They have 2 or 3 weeks of vacation a year. They have a certain amount of sick time or paid time off that they can use if they need to, you know, chaperone a field trip, or if they get sick. The workers that really don't have those benefits are usually the lowest paid workers. So we're talking about servers, we're talking about custodians, we're talking about home health care workers, and that's what this was really designed to require employers to do, because those workers often have the least amount of bargaining power, mm-hmm. and unless they're represented by a union, they can't really negotiate these sort of benefits and are at greatest risk of losing their job if they have to take time off to care for a sick relative or if something else comes up.
Are we talking about full-time employees, or would this apply to people that don't work 40 hours a week?
So you will. The way that it will work is that you'll accrue time off based on however much hours you work per week. So when I say 10 days of paid time off 5 days of sick leave, 5 days for whatever reason. I'm assuming that you are somebody who works 40 hours a week. And the way that it'll work is that as you work a 35-hour week, you will gain 1 hour of time off, and then that will accrue through the entire year. Now, as part of those negotiations with the Business Coalition, there were some changes made for small businesses. So if you're a firm that has fewer than 51 employees, you're not going to have to compensate any of your employees for time off that they didn't take when they leave the position. Like, they're not going to be able to cash out that time off. But if you have a medium-sized business, so you have more than 50 employees, but you have fewer than 100, you're going to get a year to sort of ramp up offering all of those benefits and having to pay out sort of, you know, compensation for unused time off. Again, those were all provisions that the mayor and his allies put forward to the Business Coalition, hoping to win their support. It didn't work out.
So if I don't use my 5 sick days or my 5 personal days, for some of these businesses, they'll have to give people the equivalent of 5 or 10 days of salary?
That's right. So there's a limit on how much they can accrue and sort of, you know, get paid out. 10 days of sick time, and it depends on how each business calculates paid time off, but there will be some requirement that they be compensated. And the mayor and his allies were very clear about why this was important, because if you want to take a day off for, you know, a kid's field trip or anything along those lines, your employer can say no. Nope, we really need you here. Sorry, we'll get you next time. But if there's no requirement that those hours sort of be compensated for, it would be very easy for employers who were perhaps not having their workers' best interest at heart, mm-hmm. sort of let those hours slide into limbo. And it would be very difficult for employees, again, who have very little leverage and very little bargaining rights, to require their employers to make good on those requirements. So that's why that payout requirement made it through to the final proposal.
Heather Sharon's on a phone line, the political reporter at WTTW. Well, if I already have 2 weeks of vacation, maybe I've been in the business long enough, I got 3 weeks of vacation. Is this not applicable then because I'm already at that threshold, or
right.
will I get additional 5 and 5?
No, this is a floor. So this is essentially, you can't offer your employees less than this. But if you already do, I'm not getting any more vacation time, and I would guess you're not getting.
I'm
any
not
more
either.
Vacation
no, no.
time either.
And this is for public and private employees, Heather?
Yes. Although it won't really apply to any city employee, because the vast majority of the nearly 30,000 city employees are represented by unions who have negotiated these kinds of benefits for their employees many, many years ago and have long been in place. And we heard the mayor sort of point to that yesterday after the city council vote, saying, I operate a city where everybody gets even usually more than this kind of time.
Look at the police in Chicago, for crying out
loud. Correct. Correct. And so he said that while the business community is really sort of saying that this is going to decimate the city's economy, that businesses are going to flee Chicago for other suburbs and other locations, he says that that just doesn't hold water, because mm-hmm. these are the kind of benefits that people like, frankly, you and I, John, would not take a job if we're not offered.
Yeah.
And the mayor's point is if it's good enough for people who work in offices, it's good enough for the people who clean our offices and fill the, you know, make the food in the cafeteria and otherwise keep the city running.
And by the way, I just said that the police have a pretty generous time off schedule. The problem, I know the police are probably saying to themselves, is, but we never get to take it when we want. Every holiday, they seem to have to pull
right.
7 12-hour shifts in a row. 630 Heather says, isn't it a shame that the workers who were considered essential, this is your point just now, during the height of the pandemic, nurses, store clerks, etc., need a city ordinance to get sick time rather than an employer valuing their employees? How difficult is this for employers to accommodate? It's not a month off, it's 5 plus 5 days, right?
Yeah, I think that's the mayor's position on this and why there was ultimately not an agreement on this proposal. Now, we are likely to see revisions proposed that could change the ability for employees to sue their employers if they violate these rules, and to make it a little bit harder for the city to fine businesses who violate these rules. But those sort of measures, even if they had been in place, would not have been enough, I think, to reach sort of a compromise between the business community and the mayor and his allies. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, the texter's point is well taken. These are many of the employees who did not get to work remotely, do not get to work remotely, and were really on the front lines during the pandemic. And I think the surge of sort of emotion and sort of, you know, emphasis behind this proposal was due in large part because we all saw how, you know, vulnerable those workers really were at the height of the pandemic.
Okay, so let's consider a restaurant worker who is not salaried, but is an hourly, maybe even a tipped employee, which is a whole new conversation. But let's just imagine people who are clerks or restaurant workers, and they're not, they don't have a contract. They are not salaried. They are just working. And if you take a day off, you don't get paid. And if you work, you do get paid. I don't know that those people are offered 2 weeks of vacation typically, or 10 days of personal time off. Is it personal time off or paid time off? Paid time off.
So
right?
The city's calling it paid time off.
Paid
right.
And in fact, because you will get. So does that mean if I'm a waiter in a restaurant and I say I'm not going to come in Thursday, even though I'm supposed to be on the schedule, I'm going to declare that one of my paid time off days, and you still have to pay me whatever I would have earned, whatever the formula is for that day? Is that how it applies?
Yes, although employers will have some flexibility to say, well, we can't give you today off, we can give you tomorrow off.
Right.
In terms of scheduling and that sort of thing.
Sure.
Now, sick time is a little bit different, and different companies have different rules as long as they sort of don't require workers to come in or work when they are ill.
Anything else that we should know about this? How common or uncommon is this?
It is not common at all, and Chicago is, once this law goes into effect, Chicago workers will have more paid time off, either sick leave or paid time off, than any other workers in any other city in the United States. So New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, they are workers there are all entitled to sick time. And it ranges between 5 days and 7 days in most places. In Chicago, workers will be the first to be entitled to take a day off just because they want to take a day off. And I think that the mayor is extremely proud that Chicago is sort of once again leading on these sort of workers' rights issues. You know, Chicago is not unproud of, you know, its labor history and sort of the home of the 8-hour workday and the 5-day work week. And Brandon Johnson really casts this proposal, which, as I said, was at the heart of his labor and working agenda during the campaign. He's very proud to be able to point to this as evidence.
Two other quick things here, Heather. So is it 5 paid days and or 5, you know, personal days and 5 sick days? Is that what it is? 5 plus 5? So
yeah.
That gets you to 10. That gets you to 2 weeks. Now, maybe I'm going to be sick 6 days. I can use my personal days for that. Can I use a sick day as a personal day? Are they essentially the same thing?
Well, so originally, this was the city's argument. Days off are days off regardless of how you use it. For business, they have a little bit more flexibility to deny employees requests for simply time off than if they have, you know, requests for sick time. So this, again, was an attempt to sort of reach a compromise that never materialized. So it does give businesses a little bit more flexibility in pushing back on requests for leave.
And then one just last observation for me is that I'm not a business owner. I'm not paying anybody anything except the government, but that doesn't seem onerous to me. It seems to me what most working professionals take for granted, and now you're extending it to people who must not have it. If they've already got it, it's no burden to you. So I'm just wondering, you make us sound like we're this way out there progressive city. Nobody else in America does it, but how painful is this for employees, or how out of the box is this, for that matter?
Yeah, well, I think if you ask the Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce, they would tell you that this is going to be extremely onerous and that they are very concerned about businesses' ability to sort of, you know, comply with these rules while, you know, sort of, you know, dealing with in a still incredibly tight labor market, mm-hmm. very, very thin margins in businesses like restaurants and grocery stores, especially at a time where, you know, inflation isn't as bad as it once was, but it is still a concern. And that there are lots of businesses, including restaurants and other sort of entertainment-focused businesses, that are still really struggling to get back to where they were in 2019 before the pandemic hit. So, you know, I think that the issue here is that Chicago now has a mayor who is very attuned to sort of the demands and the needs for working people. That was his base in the election. It will be continuing to go into, you know, his base as he continues into his term. And for perhaps the first time in, yeah. in, you know, many years, businesses have less of an ability to sort of, you know, stop things from happening at City Hall or make things happen at City Hall as they once did.
From WTTW political reporter Heather Sharon. Okay, Heather. I think I know a lot more now than I did when we started. I appreciate your help today.
Job done. Thanks, John.
Yeah, that's my line. All right, where do we start, Producer Pete? We'll go to Steve first. You're on WGN. Hey, Steve, what do you want to say? Hi.
Oh, yes. Hi, John. Thank you for letting me join the conversation. Love your show.
Thank you.
I was sharing with your team that we're a small business. We've been in business over 20 years, my wife and I. And we do furniture and cabinet restoration. And we have 13 employees, which include myself and my wife. And we provide 19 and a half days of paid.
19 and a half days of paid, and then it clicked off. You know, he actually sent us a note, and then he wanted to call in. I can read what he sent in. I'm a small business owner. We provide 19 and a half days annually for our full-time staff. 9.5 days are company holidays. Is he back there, Pete? You're working on it. The other 10 days are intended for whatever is needed. So we go back to him, you think, huh? And that's over online.
Hello?
Yeah, okay. Steve, so 19 and a half
yeah.
days for your full-time staff. Well, it would seem
Correct.
To me like you're already providing the floor. This wouldn't affect you negatively. You don't have to provide anymore.
Correct. And my concern isn't so much about, you know, the policies that, you know, we're talking about. My concern is that, you know, small businesses make up a huge amount of our economy. And I think what gets missed when we're talking about businesses is that the impact on a small business, there's a direct cost to that, providing that time off. That's a person out of our business for a day or a week
yeah.
or however long they take.
Yeah.
And that's non-productive time that we're providing, you know, that benefit to. And I think the other thing that gets missed is, you know, this differentiation between sick time and vacation time. We purposely make this a paid time off. This is a bank of time that they have.
Yeah.
And while we have official holidays, you know, 9.5 days of holidays, they can flex those days as well, you know, in our business. And so if they choose to not want to take, you know, one of those days that we have as an official, they can come in and work. We got plenty of work to do. And so I guess I just wanted to share that perspective. The other thing that we see as business owners is we have a fairly young staff, probably average age is 25, you know, years old. And none of them really fully understand this benefit. And, you know, I had several of them, they use up all of their time at the beginning of the year, and then towards the end of the year, they're not getting a full paycheck.
Oh,
and
no.
They're wondering why they're not making, you know, why they're not making enough money. And we're having to explain to them, well, this is, you know, this is a bank of time that you need to manage. And so we're consistently trying to, you know, help them understand how to use that.
But it sounds like that, well, you're providing for what the city would already ask you to do. So,
yes.
So this isn't going to negatively affect your operation. You do need to manage now the sick days and the personal days. And it sounds
right.
like you just don't like the city telling you how to manage your employees. That's in principle
yeah,
what's
I
bugging
think,
you.
I think so. And I think that it's just missed on what's the burden going to be on these companies. You know, we're a small company. I don't think we would be affected And we operate out of Bensonville, so we're not in the city of Chicago, but we service the whole Chicagoland area. We work with companies that, you know, work in the Chicagoland area or within the city. And so I just, you know, want to make sure that, I guess, the story is being told completely about, you know, how this could impact, you know, small business owners.
Well, and what's the name of your business? What's the name of your business, Steve?
We have a Furniture Medic franchise.
Furniture
Medic, correct. Yeah, and we do a ton of cabinet and furniture restoration all around the Chicagoland area. Our two verticals are cabinet touch-up and then also insurance work. Unfortunately, there's a lot of cabinets that get damaged from fire and water. So.
Oh, yeah, I know a little bit about that. Okay, I'm out of time, Steve, but I'm glad you called, and I very much appreciate your listening and your perspective. You have a good day. We go next to Kim. You're on WGN. Hi, Kim. What do you want to say? You're on the air.
Hi, John. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to say that sometimes I feel like the city thinks and people think that small businesses are two things. One, have unlimited sources of money, and two, are evil. I think that businesses, when they can, would provide these days off, but now that they're forced to, for hourly workers, for smaller businesses, they're going to have to pay twice now because if it's a person who's a required in-person job,
oh, right.
This is not an offer worker job,
right.
Office worker job.
Right.
So their employment costs for that day are double.
You know, that didn't come up in my conversation with Heather, and what an interesting point. Right. We just assume, well, then you just take the day off and you'll come in tomorrow. No, they've got to have somebody at that machine or watching those kids or serving that table. So now that's a double cost. It's an excellent point, and I'm out of time for this half hour. Thank you for the call. 630 said, this will be the death of small business. And somebody else said, I wonder if employers will cut hours to under 35 to deny workers access to the benefits of the new law.